You're a professional.
Take your pick. Ontario, Alberta, BC.
Active weather out there.
Some rainfall. Some warnings, in fact.
And some thunderstorms, yes. Especially in Alberta and especially in BC, because our warnings are now over with in Alberta. Just a watch in place. Several warnings continue in BC, however.
And we will show you those regions in about 2 minutes. Stay with us.
Ever wonder how weather information is gathered? In this country, there are over 2,000 volunteer weather observers. Worldwide, there are over 100,000 observations taken from 9,000 stations in cities and airports. There are 7,000 observation sites aboard ships and another 1,000 in the upper atmosphere. And if all of that weren't enough, pictures of global weather systems are provided around the clock by 7 orbiting satellites. Phew! Believe it, it's a weather fact.
Sun and sand this winter, Mexico's Yucatan Peninsula may be your perfect getaway. Situated in the country's southeast, Yucatan stretches hundreds of kilometers between the Gulf of Mexico and the Caribbean Sea. With over 20 kilometers of fine, white, sandy beaches, Cancun is the region's most popular destination for tourists. Its beautiful climate doesn't hurt business either. Conditions are warm year-round in Yucatan. The average winter temperature is 28 degrees.
Reason to stay tuned. Warnings tend to get updated in as quickly as per half hour. Take a look at where some of the watches, meanwhile, are in effect. Through northern Alberta, city of Edmonton also included in the watch, that is the risk for severe activity. And where it is most severe, well, all the pockets in red that you see. And that's most all of the interior of British Columbia. We have received calls on our storm line for localized flooding, including basements flooded and hail damage. We will try to bring you up to date as soon as we can confirm all of the details. We do also have a look at the systems now, what they look like when we put the satellite imagery into motion, and we join Colette for the details.
Thanks, Lila. And as you were saying, things tend to change quickly when it's busy out there, and that is the case. We just got through saying all the warnings were over with in Alberta, and just the watch remains.